I'm concerned about the long-term effects of being on all these drugs you've talked about. People can be anemic, that you're at risk for certain cancers. Can you talk a little bit about these long-term effects?
I am too. I share that view. As a matter of fact, physicians who have these diseases invariably take themselves off of drugs more rapidly than almost any other group. So it always interests me when physicians want to prescribe these drugs for the long haul, when if they themselves were on this kind of immunosuppressive therapy, they would want to be off of the drugs as fast as possible. The principle that must be used is the question of how long do I have to use any drug? What's the evidence that I need to still be on any of these immunomodulatory drugs? If my disease is going to flare, if I have a high chance of flaring, if I flare, I'm really going to have severe organ damage, then there's a better reason to stay on an immunosuppressive drug, but you should be on the lowest possible dose that keeps you in remission. I think as all of us are moving forward, the question has to be, what is the evidence in me that I have to remain on any drug? If I monitor myself carefully and I can pick up an early flare, can that flare be gotten back under control? Can I stop medications? That's the era that we're in. If one has to remain on immunosuppressive drugs long term, remember, if you suppress your immune system, you have a higher chance of having cancers. And then if you have to remain on drugs of this kind, you have to do cancer surveillance at a more intense and more frequent basis than you would have to do if you're off of these medications. So the overall strategy for everybody is, let's get people off of these drugs. If we can't, let's come to the lowest possible dose of the least toxic medicine available. The era of endless use of drugs should only be reserved for those people that have shown that they have to be on long-term immunosuppressive therapy.